Drinking is their passion, their delight, their biggest expense. They drink together, they bargain together while drinking, and even conclude the most important business while drinking.
This was written by the French diplomat Daniel Lhermitte about the Swiss in 1601. He was not the only foreigner to be astounded about the Helvetian fondness for a glass. To drink like a Swiss was a common 17th century saying. Here's curator Pierre Schubiger.
It was wine that was drunk the most in the 17th to 19th centuries. Water, of course, is a basic drink, but a lot of wine was drunk.
Men drank considerably more than women. This partly had to do with the fact that drinking parties, as described by Lhermitte, were purely male affairs. But this was soon to change with the appearance of coffee, tea and chocolate, which encouraged communal drinking. There was another factor. In the 19th century, European vines were ravaged by a vine bug, accidentally brought over from the United States. This had a big effect, says Schubiger.
Here in German-speaking Switzerland, more beer was consumed. This has to do with the fact that the beer-making technique got better, which is why more beer was drunk. But people in the French-speaking part continue drinking wine.
That's not to say that alcohol was banished to the sidelines in the 19th century. It played a big part in shooting festivals, which helped shape the national identity in the fledgling Swiss state. Here, everyone came together and speeches and toasts were made. Attitudes were also changing. Alcohol became less acceptable during working hours, even within the army, where a daily ration of wine had been normal. Alcohol-free drinks were launched. In Switzerland, there was Elmer Citro and Pepita. The Swiss attempt at cola, Vivi Cola, which came out in 1938 and is fondly remembered by some to this day, had mostly fizzled out by the 1960s. Other Swiss innovations had more success, such as Nestlé's soluble coffee and Wander's Ovaltine, or Ovaltine, as it is known in English-speaking countries. This partly had to do with the increasing popularity of milk as a healthy Swiss drink. Nowadays, wine is still drunk, as is beer. At breakfast, most people prefer coffee or hot chocolate, says Schubiger.
There's a trend towards individual drinking with the arrival of plastic bottles, which you can take out of your rucksack at any time and take a sip. This is a trend, but of course, people also continue to drink together.
So, although the Swiss may not now have such a reputation for drinking as their forebears, you will at least still hear much clinking of glasses, alcoholic or not, across the land. À la vôtre, zum wohl, salute!